Laurie and then Craig.
2 points. One is there was a presentation at ASCO by a multi-center group, which I believe D'Amico was the senior author, that showed that response to salvage radiation improved according to the PSA and was best when the PSA was below 0.2. So that curve of response to PSA at the time of treatment has now been pushed to the point where it's almost undetectable. And I think what makes sense is it's clear the patients do better the earlier they're treated if they need treatment. So pick the ones who you are almost certain are going to progress and treat them because there's no point waiting. And then the rest, I think it's reasonable to take the small risk and wait. I just want to respond to Jerry's comment about PSA. That it's meaningless as a PSA recurrence. If the neoadjuvant hormonal therapy trials had showed a difference in PSA progression, we would today be having a discussion about what the optimal duration and what the patient selection criteria for neoadjuvant hormones prior to surgery was. No one would dispute that PSA progression in that setting was not meaningful. And I think you have to give the same benefit of the doubt to the adjuvant radiation trials.
You got 15 years of no difference in survival. And PSA differences that occurred really early.
Paul?
To me, the big downfall of the neoadjuvant androgen deprivation trials was the translation of positive margins to PSA benefit, and it never did translate, and the trials were considered unsuccessful. However, here we have an adjuvant therapy that does translate into a PSA benefit, and I mirror what Laurie said. I think that it's interesting how one modality, I think, would have been accepted with a great deal of reasonable enthusiasm, where the other is ignored to some degree. And so we've said it a few times. We seem to speak to different issues with different enthusiasm depending upon mindset.
Okay, Steve and then Dave.
Just a really quick comment. Laurie, that ASCO abstract you referred to, it was data from CAPTURE. And what they did show is that treating with what they called salvage radiation with a PSA of 0.3 or lower had a benefit, but they didn't define a lower limit. So a lot of those guys were treated with PSAs at 0.01, 0.02 that we would probably consider adjuvant in that setting anyway. So it's a mixed bag.
But
in general, I do agree with the concept that most of the data from Stevenson and others showing earlier for the salvage is better, but specifically that one abstract, I think, was hard to get that out of that.
But even in that abstract, it was the lowest PSA cohort that had the best response.
Right, though it included a lot of adjuvant that probably didn't need treatment anyway. But in general, yes, I agree.
I think we have to look at what's been learned with radiation and other tumors, head and neck, colorectal, rectal, things like that. Michael, you chime in about the benefit of doing it in an adjuvant setting. The second thing is perhaps, if you look at the paper we have coming out about the long-term complications and quality of life, Carol Moyenpoor's paper, maybe related to the fact that we had a lower dose of radiation. I don't know. And the third thing is to comment on Schellhammer's comments about neoadjuvant studies, which are all been negative from Soloway's to DeBrine's to others. Give them time. It's going to take a long time to see a benefit. And I bet the same thing's going to happen.